Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Thank you for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Last week's psalm reading was from Psalm 2, a prophecy of Christ, and how it flowed from the first commandment, "You shall have no other gods before me." This week I'd like to read Psalm 6, a psalm written by David, who at this moment seems to be in deep anguish over his sin against God. The emphasis will be on the second commandment, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain," from Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. Notice how the Lord's name is used in this psalm, titled, "O Lord, deliver my life." Psalm 6. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am languishing. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, deliver my life. Save me for the sake of your steadfast love. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In Sheol, who will give you praise? I am weary with my moaning. Every night I flood my bed with tears. I drench my couch with my weeping. My eye wastes away because of grief. It grows weak because of all my foes. Depart from me, all you workers of evil, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies shall be ashamed and greatly troubled. They shall turn back and be put to shame in a moment. Some scripture is difficult to read, not because we can't understand it, but because we do understand it. Or at least in this instance, we might understand how David can feel so miserable, even to the point of illness, as he suffers from the guilt and consequence of his sins. He is languishing in despair, deeply troubled, weeping, and pleading for God to hear his prayer. How many times do we also find ourselves in the pit of despair because of bad choices we've made? One thing that I find so remarkable about this prayer of David, what is called a penitential psalm, is that David isn't wallowing hopelessly in his own pitiful thoughts and selfish sorrows, but he is calling on the only one who can truly forgive him, help him, and love him in spite of all of his sins, God, our Maker, Lord, and Redeemer. By the end of the psalm, in verse 8, David recognizes and acknowledges that it is only our God who can hear our desperate and mournful cries, forgive us, guide us, and love us completely. If you have gone through confirmation classes at your church, you might remember studying the Ten Commandments from the Book of Luther's Small Catechism, which lists the commandments from Exodus with an explanation from Martin Luther after each one. Now, I don't remember exactly how I was thinking during those classes long, long ago, but I imagine it was probably something like, "Yes, Pastor, I know, don't curse or swear and use God's name flippantly or in a joke." But the second part of the verse in Exodus, and Luther's explanation, had I thought a bit harder, helps abundantly in giving useful direction on proper use of God's holy name. Exodus 20, verse 7 reads, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." The explanation, "What does this mean?" goes on to say, "We should fear and love God, that we do not curse, swear, use satanic arts, lie, or deceive by his name, but call upon it in every trouble, pray, praise, and give thanks." It is sad that in today's society, we no longer revere our Lord's name as we should. I cringe when I hear people casually misuse the name of God and Jesus Christ by using it as an exclamation of anger, shock, or surprise. Believers and non-believers alike are guilty of it, and sometimes I know it can be a struggle to avoid the temptation. The Apostle Matthew recorded Jesus' words on how we should properly pray and call upon God's name. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 reads, "Pray then like this, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." The dictionary defines the word hallowed as an adjective to mean regarded as holy, venerated, sacred. The scripture reading in Matthew goes on to record the entire Lord's Prayer, which we pray every Sunday in worship. Using the name Lord assumes our relationship with our Savior is secure and serves as a confession of our faith in and total dependence upon Him, our God, our Rock, and Author of our faith. When our risen Christ showed His nail-scarred hands to Thomas, His disciple exclaimed, "My Lord and my God!" Daniel, in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, beginning at verse 19, prays, O Lord, hear! O Lord, forgive! O Lord, pay attention and act! Delay not for your own sake, O my God, because your city and your people are called by your name. Praise God that He gives us permission to use His name in all circumstances and ask for anything in His name. When we are filled with joy and overwhelmed with the beauty of God's creation, when we are angry and shocked at the things of the world and deeds of the wicked, when we are afraid and desperate to be loved and forgiven, we can call on the name of the Lord, our God, for help, comfort, and guidance, as our psalmist so clearly showed us today. As people of God, let's continue to encourage each other to stand firm in our faith. Recall daily the commandments God has given us to have no other gods before Him, nor to use His holy, precious name in vain, but to pray, praise, and give thanks to the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We pray. Lord Jesus, despite our miserable and constant rebellion, You rescue us from sin. Lead us now to embrace Your gracious rule with joyful hearts. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.